The Army is going through a drawdown, which means lots of officers are finding themselves without jobs. Some of them are talented soldiers with advanced degrees, the very type of people Defense Secretary Ash Carter wants for the future military. As part of a special report, the Army is shortchanging its future force. Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni tells us what's going on with the Army's talent divide.
Captain Jim Perkins is the type of person you might think has a twin. That's because he's everywhere. He works in the Army Corps of Engineers developing crisis response plans for natural disasters, but that's just his day job. He heads the Defense Entrepreneurs Fund. It's an organization that's trying to harness new ideas and perspectives from the defense world to solve national security problems. He's also the co-founder of Military Mentors, a place where military professionals can network and improve themselves. He just finished his MBA at Georgetown University, and while he was there, he was president of the Student Veterans Association and the executive vice president of the McDonough Military Association. In his spare time, he writes columns on defense innovation and talent management. Oh, and his wife, a pediatrician, she just gave birth to a baby boy. But here's the other thing about Jim Perkins. He's about to be forced out of the Army. He's not in trouble. He didn't do anything wrong. He's just one of the many talented officers the Army's antiquated personnel system is leaving behind. Here's Perkins' thoughts on being forced out.
It's not that I've done anything wrong in many ways. I feel very valid in what I've done in my career, and I just know that the system is not as refined as we want it to be. So I don't take it very personally. Financially and stability, like, no one ever got rich being in the Army, so believe me, as a person who has a master's degree, like, I think I'll be all right. It's actually more of the fact that I chose to stay in the Army 2 years ago when I signed the contract to go to grad school, and I did that because of the fact that my wife is in the military, and it was better for us to both be in the military rather than have, you know, one of us be the dependent. And, you know, have the Army basically not give too much consideration to that other person's career. I enjoyed being in the Army. I care about it. And it's a little frustrating to you know, be in this position where you're... There's plenty of nice things about becoming a civilian, but, like, this is a mission that I genuinely cared about and that I was actively, you know, looking forward to continuing to serve for the next 10 years.
Perkins isn't alone. There's a Rhodes Scholar who was the top-ranked ROTC cadet in 2013, another officer in the Special Forces who speaks three languages, and another who is a three-time champion on the game show Jeopardy. All of them have been released by the Army, are about to be, or have had their jobs saved in the nick of time by senior leadership. And that's only a small sample. You'd think these are the kind of people the Army would want to hold on to. And that's exactly what Defense Secretary Ash Carter has been trying to do with his Force of the Future policies. But talented officers are getting the boot, and now that the Army's drawing down, they're being forced out faster. Here's Perkins again on the Army's personnel system.
It's 100% going against what Ash Carter is looking for. Dr. Carter and the former Undersecretary for Personnel and Readiness, Brad Carson, the Force of the Future... This is all of what it's about, but there are plenty of people in the Beltway, specifically in the Pentagon, both civilians and senior field grade officers, who are fighting this tooth and nail.
To understand why this is happening, we need to understand the Army's promotion system and the military's up or out policy. In 1980, the Defense Officer Personnel Management Act went into effect. The law made it so that officers in the military can only stay in each rank for a certain amount of time, and then they must be promoted. If they don't meet the criteria to make it to the next rank, they're forced to leave. The Army employs promotion boards to decide if an officer is fit for the next rank or not. Here's Major General Wilson Schaffner, director of the Army Talent Management Task Force, to explain the purpose of the promotion boards.
What an officer can expect, you know, when their file appears before the promotion board, they can expect that the board is going to give them a very fair, a thorough, equitable review of the performance file. Of the file that goes forward to the board. What we expect promotion boards to do is to select those officers that have demonstrated the potential to serve at the highest levels or at higher levels. How this is important in terms of talent management is that the boards help us because they differentiate talent, and we need to know that to be able to find the officers out there that can do the jobs that we need done in the future. This is all about identifying future Army leaders, building the future Army, And the boards help us see that. In terms of what the boards are looking for, they're really looking for a combination of several different attributes. So we're looking to promote leaders of character who have the right experiences, the right operational experience, who have demonstrated commitment to the profession, and also have demonstrated competence in their profession.
Promotion boards take into account all the officers of a certain rank that joined the Army the same year. So all the captains that joined in 2007 will be assessed by one single board. Steve Smith, a retired Army Major General and founder of S.W. Smith & Associates Consulting, served on the Army Reserve Promotion Boards. He gave Federal News Radio an inside peek on what promotion boards look like. Here he is explaining the makeup of the panel.
The boards are generally chaired. At least the senior boards that I've been on have been chaired by a general officer. And then they get a mixed demographic across the Army of expertise, you know, branches of the Army, male, female, race, color, creed, you know, all of that. They try to get the board to be as diverse as possible.
Promotion board members can't discuss an officer's file with each other. They must vote purely on the file they see. An officer's file contains a picture, former military jobs, evaluations from superior officers, and physical fitness test results. Promotion boards are also given guidance on the type of people the Army wants to promote. Federal News Radio obtained one of the memos given to the boards. The memo states the Army wants people with broad talents, advanced degrees, law degrees, and it wants people who can innovate and be creative. Those are all the things Defense Secretary Ash Carter is calling for in his Force of the Future initiative. Here he is in June talking about the type of soldiers DoD has to have.
We need people who've had those kinds of diverse experiences. They help keep us innovative and open to new ideas that can make us better. A PhD, a master's, or another experience or form of advanced training doesn't make for a diverted warrior, makes for a smarter warrior.
Carter is so dedicated that DoD is changing its policy so it can find more talented people and can be more attractive to them. DoD extended maternity leave, created public-private transfer programs, and made daycare more accessible so it can attract talented, educated, and innovative service members. But there seems to be a disconnect between DoD's policy and the type of people the Army's forcing out. Here's Atlantic Council Senior Fellow Nora Bensahel to explain.
To be fair, it's not just Ash Carter, and I'm talking now more broadly than Force of the Future, the need for broadening an assignment, to have those set of diverse experiences, and so on. Is something that all of the service chiefs, certainly General Milley in the Army, have said are important, have said are a priority. But, you know, that message doesn't always go down to the promotion boards. It doesn't always affect officers who have to, you know, approve their subordinates' requests for leave to go, not so much for leave, but, you know, to do these things.
Tomorrow we'll find out why some of the promotion boards aren't getting the message and where the Army's personnel system is failing. In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.